I'm a huge dog fan. I can't stand cats. I'm sort of okay with other pets, but I love dogs. When I was a child, I kept asking my parents for years to buy me a puppy. They kept refusing, which did not make any sense to me, because they did like dogs. My father had always supported animal rights, and my mother used to live on a farm as a child, surrounded by all sorts of domestic animals, so I found it hard to understand why they didn't want a dog. Anyway, when I was about 12, my mum agreed to have a puppy. I don't remember clearly what made her change her mind, but one day she told me that one of her friends, Mrs. Young, offered her a 6-week-old baby dog free of charge. All I had to do was fetch it from Mrs. Young's house. I remember carrying the little puppy home in a bag made of linen. I think I must have been about 12 that year, because the official logo of the Moscow Olympics, which had been held that year, was printed on the bag. On my way home to our new house, the puppy was trying to get out of the bag every minute, and believe me, it's not easy to prevent a dog from doing something he wants to do, even if it is only a puppy. I could see from the very beginning that my dog had a very strong character. This was one of the many things that I and my dog shared. At home, the little dog was totally confused as everything around him was new to him, and he was scared of my mother's parrot. He looked so small, and he won my mum's heart in about 3 seconds. She even stayed up all night with our new puppy. He kept crying and whining all night. He was missing his mother badly. The next day, I was surprised to see how annoyed our neighbours were with me. It was because my lonely little dog kept everyone awake in the street that night.